can go back to the Oval Office. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden seems to have won his fight against COVID.
His physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, says the president has tested negative for COVID last night and again this morning.
Which means he can get back to working normally while wearing a mask around other people after
5 full days of isolation after testing positive for COVID last week and a full course of treatment of the antiviral drug Paxlovid.
Fox's Jared Halpern. We will hear from the president in a half hour, addressing us from the White House Rose Garden. Former President Trump's under even more scrutiny.
Trump has broken all the rules, and he's paying the price for it.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin.
The Department of Justice is investigating the attack on the Capitol and the scheme to try to send bogus pro-Trump electors from states that President Biden won. Washington Post reports investigators are questioning witnesses about their conversations with President Trump.
Fox's Rich Edson. Now, the former president wrote this morning on his social media app, it's more disinformation like the Russia scam, again claiming the election was stolen and rigged. It's back to court this hour in Minneapolis for 2 more fired police officers for sentencing and violating George Floyd's federal civil rights. They're also facing aiding and abetting charges in state court for not stopping Officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of murdering Floyd, kneeling on his neck. Brittany Griner back in court in Russia, where the American basketball star has been detained since February. And today, Griner got to speak.
She testified for the first time on her own behalf in this month-long drug charge trial. She said she mistakenly packed those vials of medical cannabis, illegal in Russia, found when she was stopped at a Moscow airport in February. Critically, she said today, when she was detained, she was not read her rights, given access to a lawyer, and little of what she was told or documents forced to sign were translated.
Fox's Greg Pell got another interest rate hike is coming today that'll make mortgages and loans pricier, with the Federal Reserve trying again to lower surging inflation. America's listening to Fox News.
Life is about being active. Whether it's about going on your daily tasks or exercising, you know you're well when you're regularly active. But what happens when being active actually hurts by the end of the day? This is the position I found myself in a number of years ago. Everything I wanted to do in my daily life, all of the activity it called for, was held captive to almost constant nagging pain. When I heard about Relief Factor, I was skeptical, but my wife said, "Give it a chance." Not long after I took it, I could feel the pain begin to melt away, and I've been taking it ever since. And I can tell you that Relief Factor has helped me get my life back. I love that it's not a drug, but it was developed by doctors, and about 70% of the people who try it go on to order more. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be ordering a 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or ReliefFactor.com. Find out all about this offer and feel the difference.
The Never Trump rhinos are attacking conservative Abe Hamaday. But Hamaday's record shows he'll always defend Arizona. That's why Abe Hamaday served in the United States Army, helping fight America's enemies. And as a prosecutor, Hamaday protected our communities from dangerous felons. Now, as Attorney General, Abe Hamaday will defend our constitutional rights, stop the flow of drugs to our border, and beat back the criminal cartel. Trump endorsed conservative Abe Hamaday for Attorney General. Paid for by Abraham Hamaday for Attorney General.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family who brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
I'm Danny Schaefer, lifestyle content creator. My little brother had these piercing blue eyes, like the ocean. He was just 33 when we lost him to an accidental opioid overdose.
My name is Darren Waller. I had it made, living my dream playing professional football. Then my life hit rock bottom. I had an accidental opioid overdose.
I felt the shame, this stigma. Everyone knew, but no one talked about it.
I felt completely isolated. My family didn't even know. I refuse to stand by and watch without doing everything I can to change the stigma.
If you know someone taking opioids, have a safety plan and talk about it.
It can happen to anyone you know or love. It happened to me.
I'm sharing Scott's story because reversing the silence can help save lives.
Let's help put a stop to opioid overdoses being a leading cause of accidental death in America.
Be prepared. Learn how at reversesilence.org.
Corporation Commissioner Sandra Kennedy really wants to save you money on your power bill, and she knows just how to do it. Solar and other renewable energy will now always cost less than fossil fuel energy. Because spiking natural gas and oil prices will cause added fuel charges. Those added charges are already happening to consumer bills. We can meet all future electric power generation needs with just renewable energy, and we should get started right away. Energy independence is certainly a national security issue. The price of sunlight, wind, and geothermal heat won't ever increase, and these resources will never be depleted. Please vote for Sandra Kennedy on August 2nd so she can save you money and make Arizona the solar capital of the U.S.
Paid for by Kennedy 2022. Authorized by Kennedy 2022.
Advertising is both an art and a science, but truth be told, it is more art than science. The science part, that's the easy part. Reach enough people, enough time, with the right message, and you win. The art is a bit harder. It is knowing what to say, how to say it, and how to get it to have an impact, to resonate with your audience, to make sure your messages have the biggest impact. Doesn't it make sense to hire an artist to make them for you? Talk with one of our marketing artists, the experts in connecting your business to Greater Yuma. Go to yumaadvertising.com today and make an appointment.
The future depends on teachers who are reinventing the classroom and starting new students on journeys that will change the course of history. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Kimberly Kale. I'm the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. Of course, this morning we have Russ Clark,
yeah, he's still here.
He's
yeah,
giving me a funny
like a bad,
look this morning.
Bad penny out of the way.
So how are you doing this morning? Good?
I'm doing good.
Everything's good this morning?
Of course.
Yeah?
I decided that yesterday.
You decided that yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, you woke up on this side of the dirt. It's always good, right?
That's exactly
how that works. Well, this morning joining us, we have Greg Levan from the Greater Yuma Economic Development Corp. Good morning, Greg.
Beautiful humans. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you?
Phenomenal. I'm above dirt, too. So far.
Above dirt,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that you've been getting into golf lately, too, so...
I was a human. I bought a pickup truck, and I started golfing.
I am
indoctrinated to this lifestyle.
Got it. Well, where are you from before?
I'm from New York.
New York.
The grand city of New York City. I grew up right in the Bronx.
Wow.
So, but I knew as soon as I turned 18, I was never coming back.
Okay.
So I got as far away as I could to college, to North Carolina, not that far.
Yeah.
And then from there, I met a Yuma girl, and she took me out here.
What a different pace, though, from New York City to North Carolina.
Well, I hate the cold, and I hate public transportation. So, obviously...
How do you feel about crime? You okay with crime?
I'm not so keen on that either.
You don't like the crime?
It's not 80s New York crime. That's a little different, you know? Yeah. So I found the polar opposite of both of those things.
I was just going to say, I think you about hit like the exact opposite that you possibly could. Weather, culture, you
know. I knew what I wanted at a young age.
Uh-huh.
And I found it. Yeah. Or it found me. Who knows, you know?
I mean, because I grew up at least rural, so I mean, I grew up very ag.
Mm-hmm.
It was that white stuff that falls out of the sky in the winter that I wasn't so crazy about.
No.
I don't have to shovel sunshine.
Not a fan of it either.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
So.
Not a fan of garbage in the streets 24/7. Not a fan of having to dodge taxi cabs coming at you 100 miles per hour. Those are all things you have to worry about in Yuma. So,
with that background, then it must be really easy for you to promote Yuma to businesses that are thinking about coming here.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I can even go look up north to Phoenix and say, why would you want that? You know, why would you want traffic and heat caps? And actually, it's hotter up there.
So you can talk about quality of life.
Yep, you can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quality of life, work-life balance now, which matters. You know, all those things that matter to companies. Everybody doesn't want to be in an urban setting. And Yuma kind of gives you the best of both worlds.
Yep.
I'm preaching to the choir here. So
I would say, yeah, you need to have them talk to me.
Most choirs, we like hearing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I only live 10 miles from work and had a commute hour 15 each way in Phoenix.
Yep. That's about right.
And now I live not quite 10 miles from work, and it's maybe 15 minutes.
Yep.
I mean, it's really quick. So, okay, so with that in mind, what is new at GYDC?
Yeah, the secret stuff. Tell us the secret stuff.
Again.
All right,
yeah.
Well, maybe I should rewind a little bit and just say what GYDC is for
okay.
the folks out there, because I'm sure a lot of folks don't know what we do. So, humans, we are a not-for-profit, 501c individual group that essentially works to attract new industry into our community and expand existing industry, essentially to make Yuma a better place to live, work, and play by bringing new employers, helping existing employers grow, and ultimately, you know, create wealth for our community. So that's our ultimate job. We have about 190 private investors, and then we'll have every one of the public municipalities invest in our organization at different levels. So that's our mission. Our mission is to do whatever it takes to make folks want to come live here and make folks want to stay here.
You sound like a marketing brochure.
It's burnt into my head at this point.
Live, work, and play.
But you know, it's funny, my family still doesn't know what the heck I do. You know, it doesn't matter. 14 and a half years later, they either think I work for Republic or they think I'm just some nonprofit that collects charity money.
Do they ever come and visit? You know,
They've been here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're okay with it, but they got to get back to New York because...
No. Actually, they all moved to North Carolina.
So they did.
Yeah, that mass exodus of urbanites down there is where they went. And Yuma's just too hot for them, but everything else about Yuma they love. You know?
Okay, so, but hurricanes and humidity are okay.
Humidity, I guess, is fine today. Yeah.
Okay.
Go figure. Everybody picks their poisons. Yeah.
Got it.
So that in a nutshell is what we got going on. And then, obviously, from a perspective of what's exciting to me right now and what I think is really transformative that we have going on is, we're working on our Yuma spaceport. I don't know if some folks in the community have heard about that, but we are trying to create...
I thought it was just a rumor.
No, that's real.
It was a folktale.
FAA regulation reviews.
Okay.
You know, we have received clearance at a certain level to keep going. We have the blessing of other installations about what we're doing, and we have 18 internationally known rocket companies that have already signed on support letters for this to happen. So we've already adopted the name of John McCain Spaceport. Not trademarked yet, but yeah.
So, the number one question I get about it after is that really happening is where is it going?
It is going near San Luis, so actually it would be the north side of the prison. You know, obviously there would be no encumbrances, so we're not going to be sending rockets over any houses or even over any prison.
They're sending over Mexico.
We are sending over Mexico, but just over the desert, and they're cool with that, you know, because it's going into the Gulf of Mexico, as you see in testing, it goes up in the air.
There's a clear shot here of...
It's perfect. So when my CEO, Julie Engel, discovered this whole idea about 4 years ago and took it to the folks who really know what's going on, they were like, this is a diamond in the rough. We can't believe we missed it. So it's taking steam. The state's behind it. The governor's behind it. We got support from all levels. So that's one project that's pretty exciting, right? Well, since we have a space tourism entity in our own backyard at some point in time.
Well, and it's my understanding that we're one of the only places in Arizona that can even do it because of timing of getting them over the water.
Yep, we are the only place as far as I know.
Because if anyone else
was trying to do it, they would be...
I know the closer that you get to the equator, the better it is for rockets. So as far as the United States goes, we're not as close here to get.
Oh, you just went over my head, Russ. Come on, man. I'm a marketing salesman. I am not a geotechnical engineer. but with that, we see a lot of promise, right?
Actually,
we're going to be going to Alaska in a couple of weeks to talk to the foremost preeminent spaceport in all of America, which is actually in Alaska.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to kind of give us their secret sauce about how to make this work.
So are we looking to open up a spaceport with no customers, or would there be contracts first?
It would be like a YPG for rockets. Not missiles, rockets.
Right, but YPG came in and set it up themselves.
Yes. Yeah.
So would we have somebody come in and set this up for themselves with their own investment, or is it something that we would have to set up and say, like a port of entry, which, we do the port of entry, then we have other people use it.
Well, I would tell you that the users that we already have signed on have already dedicated money to get this going because of how bad they need this. And then, there's collaborations with maybe Alaska, maybe other folks in order to make this happen and bring it to life. So we're still working through the iterations about how it all gets financed, but there's plenty of folks with a lot of money that want to see this come to fruition. So that's where we're at right now. So very exciting. At some point in time, Yuma hopefully will be known as the flagship spaceport for satellite and rocket testing in all of America. And it will be the only one west of Mississippi, and that's pretty cool,
That is super cool.
So we're not going after the Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk. Those folks are not coming here. It's going to be some of the other folks who do the things that we don't even realize are so important.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people, like you said, there's so many companies doing it, but it's not going to be like SpaceX who has, you know, something massive on their own.
No, but it's beneficial community, right? We bring folks in, whether it be visitors or long-term tenants, and then along with that, we obviously have people here who will be working there as maintenance and as setup and breakdown. And then ultimately the tourism aspect where folks who want to come here to watch rockets and missiles.
So who's paying for it again? I want to know who's paying. Who's paying for it?
Well, again, we're still working through that part. Yeah, but it will not be government funds. I guess that's probably what most people would care about. Yeah. And then another really exciting project is the university. Obviously,
a lot of multiversity.
Yeah, a lot of discussions they had. My CEO's on that board and has been working with the group to make that a reality. And I know there's some pushback from some folks because they question, well, why do we need another, you know, higher education institution with ABC? And I always push back and say, well, you know, what Massachusetts say? Well, why do we need Harvard if we already have Boston?
MIT.
You can never have too many.
I think Harvard can.
Why do we need MIT if we already have Harvard?
Boston, you know, Community College.
Right.
Like, no, there's space for both places, you know?
You need tickets, right?
Okay, with that, we'll get back to that after this break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
We've got a steady flow of monsoon moisture, and so we have the possibility of some rain over the next several days. Not looking for a lot of wet weather, though, today. Only a slight chance of a shower late in the afternoon. 103 the high today. Tomorrow we'll take a break, a dry day, 104. An increase in the moisture and a better chance of rain. A few thunderstorms Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
And the next Arizona Secretary of State, a man who's tough and smart and loves our country, a man who you must get elected, Mark Finchem.
Mark Finchem, the Trump-endorsed candidate for Arizona Secretary of State, is an America First fighter who will stop the election fraud. Finchem has been tested. When Arizonans had concerns about their election, Mark Finchem had the courage to hold the Maricopa hearing that led to the Arizona audit. Then Finchem held a hearing in Pima County. Then Finchem filed legislation to set aside the irredeemably compromised elections in three counties with large margins of error. Mark Finchem took Katie Hobbs to court to end the use of black box tabulation equipment in Arizona. To secure our elections, vote Mark Finchem for Arizona Secretary of State, the fighter we need now.
Paid for and approved by Mark Finchem for Secretary of State.
I am former Yuma Mayor Marilyn Young. Mayor Nichols has been a strong voice for Yuma on the local, state, and national level. He has brought attention to issues that impact our safety, security, and quality of life, at the same time leading a sensible and sound city government. As a former mayor of Yuma, it has been gratifying for me to see the city in such good hands. Please cast your vote to re-elect Mayor Douglas Nichols.
I am Douglas Nichols, and I approve this message. Paid for by Committee to Elect Douglas Nichols.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
My name is Brandon Judson. As president of the National Border Patrol Council, I've heard plenty of empty promises. It all comes down to trust, and I don't trust Blake Masters. Before running for Senate, Blake Masters argued for unrestricted immigration and open borders. If you care about the border, that's a deal breaker. Masters even supported legalizing drugs, like the Chinese fentanyl flooding across our border, and called smugglers heroes. We can't trust Blake Masters. The candidate I trust is Jim Lehman.
Human smugglers and drug gangs are in charge at our border. Open border politicians like Chuck Schumer and Mark Kelly created a disaster. I'm Jim Lehman. I joined the Army to protect the innocent and defend America. I'll do the same as your senator.
I will do everything in my power to shut down the business of the U.S. Senate until we get the southern border secured. I'm Jim Lehman, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Lehman for U.S. Senate.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and of course we have Ross Clark. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning, and we have Greg Levan from the Greater Yuma Economic Development Corp. Good morning.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning. So we were talking about the multiversity and talking about why do we need MIT if we have Harvard kind of thing.
Or
and
Boston Community College.
Or Boston Community College. But I think that just pointing to Flagstaff is probably the perfect example.
Yes.
Of how Flagstaff has grown differently than Yuma has, and I'm sure a lot of that has to do with NAU.
Fully. Yeah.
And not take. I love AWC. Okay, I'm like going to be one of their. I mean, huge champion of AWC. I think what they've done is amazing. I love the fact that they've brought in the option for a 4-year degree.
Right. Well needed.
Well, absolutely, to the point where I felt the need to justify myself to Dr. Kaur as to why my son wasn't going to AWC.
We are trying to keep the smart people here, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, sorry. So as soon as he puts in an Army ROTC, my son will be there.
Well, and that's a perfect example, right? So AWC, Dr. Kaur, love that man, call him a mentor. Other friends that on that campus, they're doing such a phenomenal job of eradicating poverty, right? The BHAG. And they're doing such a phenomenal job with the high schools of creating a college-going culture that at some point, these students are still going to want a college experience. I know I did.
Right.
When I was in New York, I wanted to get the heck out of New York and get to a college where I could have fun and have autonomy and liberty for my parents. And so that is something that we should be willing and able to provide to our students. We have over 2,000 kids right now that are Yuma Union High School graduates that go to Tempe, Tucson, and Flagstaff. We're not even counting Addison, right?
Right.
So even if we captured a quarter of those individuals and gave them a college experience here locally, and we kept building upon that versus AWC keeps doing the great job they do. Now, in 10 years, we got 5,000 kids that want to go to four-year university. Well, where do they go? They're all going to leave our community, and then we may not get them back.
Right.
So what are we doing here by not embracing that kind of higher education institution that AWC can feed into locally?
No, I'm a big fan of options.
Right.
Because not everything is for everybody. You know,
right.
The same thing we were talking before the show about my son going to an online school, and people ask me all the time, well, do you like your online school? And I'm like, yes, I do. It worked for my family. That doesn't mean it works for your family and your child. And so by having options, especially if they're all right here in Yuma, people can do what works best for them.
Exactly. And the funny part about it is that actually in my job, day in, day out, we don't really need a four-year university for the companies that we're bringing in, which are more like the manufacturing, the industrial users, you know, commercial groups. But you talk about the hospital, you talk about ag. These are folks who need scientists, engineers, technicians.
A spaceport.
A spaceport. Yeah, tracks. Exactly. You can only go so far with a two-year degree before you have to go get that four-year degree,
right?
To be an engineer or to open somebody up and operate on. So that's another cool one that we got going on. And then the Children's Museum, which I'm actually a board member of, so that's why I'm kind of putting a shameless plug.
But that's going to be transformative too, right? That's instilling a love for learning at a young age for children, which right now, you know, we don't have a institution here locally that does that all in. So we're going to be dedicating that. It's going to be on Main Street, right across from the Yuma County building. It's going to have public transportation right to it, so folks who can't drive for whatever reason can access it still. It's going to bring folks off of the interstate that want to get their crying, screaming kids a break between Phoenix and San Diego.
Which is an excellent idea, because that's a long drive from Tucson or Phoenix to San Diego,
right,
or vice versa.
And kids from Mexico and from Imperial Valley that need to do something and have a good time with their families can come over here too. So it's going to be a inspiration, idea generation for our community, but also a tourism attraction too for other surrounding areas to visit, you know, and find out all the great things happen.
So as long as we're doing, you know, not necessarily when is it opening? What are the, give me all the scoop on
God,
it.
Melissa's going to kill me because I probably shouldn't put a date on it, but October sometime, you know, we're shooting for the fall break, which, you know, obviously will coincide perfectly with kids getting out. And we'll open up, have our first phase one of exhibits ready, and our staff fully formed. 10 years in the making. Started off with three teachers, retired teachers, wanting to do something for their kids, their grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're at a stage, you know, where this building, thank you Clint Harrington for the dedication that he gave to us, is about to bring something new to Yuma that we've never had in 100 years. So it's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, it is.
Can you give me a preview?
Which part?
So what can I do with my kid there?
Oh,
I mean, my kid's a little poor, but what can I do with Russ's granddaughter there?
Oh yeah, that's great. Yeah, she's five.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. See, that's what can I do there?
So you got down by the river, so you can learn about the history of the river in Yuma County, and actually play with the interactive exhibit there.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have different colors and shape tubes that they can learn about gravity and actually get hands on. Everything's hands on. You know, we're gonna have a couple of exhibits dedicated to ag and essentially how things are grown, and kids will be able to pick vegetables and fruits out of the ground and then
really?
Learn a little bit.
I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then same on me. I am not aware of the other ones right now.
That's
I'm
going
to do a better job. But we are having a hard hat tour next Friday from 4 to 8. So anyone who's interested, come on down and see firsthand where we're almost at the finish line and what's about to come.
I mean, I'm just super excited about it. I mean, I'm fortunate that Melissa and I share an office, so I get to hear all the scoop all the time. But.
Right, it's cool stuff. And I don't even have children, but once they ask me to join the board, I'm like, I'm all in. I see the vision. I see what this can do for our community. So that's
And how does that help? Okay, because to me, they're related. All of this stuff is going to help GYDC bring more businesses because, again, like we talked earlier, it's all about quality of life. So what do you feel like when you're going to businesses and you're saying, hey, you really should come to Yuma, there's always room for improvement.
Right.
What would be your number one? If you could wave your magic wand and make anything come to Yuma to help with the quality of life as far as, you know, to bring businesses in, what would you do?
Oh, university. No doubt.
University.
Yeah,
okay.
You look at the bedrock of any advanced community or economy, and there is a university right smack dab in the middle of that, generating all that wealth, all that talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix did not grow into the monster it has because of the fact that they have science. Because if that was a fact, Yuma would be the sixth largest city in the country.
Exactly.
Or the first largest city in the country, right? It's because they had ASU, and ASU was willing to stand up Intel, and ASU was willing to stand up Boeing, and ASU was willing to stand up all these different organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you talk to ASU, and we've been in rooms, because we get our butts kicked by Phoenix a lot of times in projects, and the first thing comes out their mouth is, we have 15,000 engineers in our college program ready to serve your needs, right? You know, and that's why ASU feels comfortable making a $20 billion investment into Phoenix. Or expansion. So, and then you talk about the other side where these smart people, whatever they're coming out with their degrees, now want to give back to the community. And now they have the education, and they have the talent, and they have the vision to do so. Chris Wheeler, to me, is a perfect example of that. Somebody who's U of A grad, Yuma boy, went to San Diego, thank God he came back here, and what has he done? He's built essentially a night scene, or helped build a night scene in downtown Yuma. And that's the stuff that does move the needle.
I'm like, and beer.
Whatever your persuasion is, it does matter, right? Yeah.
And he's a scientist.
Right?
Yeah.
He is a scientist. Yeah. You know, it's fun to, you know, I've had the opportunity, you know, to go into where he brews the beer.
Uh-huh.
And it's fun to see him geek out about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's so passionate about the science behind it.
Yeah, and think about from the standpoint, whether you're talking about healthcare, which is now our third biggest industry in town, and you talk about ag or aerospace defense. So our three biggest industries all need what? They need qualified, trained, certified, educated people. And that can't always come from a community college. That has to sometimes come from a higher education institution. And we should want to keep our kids there locally if they want to.
Well, and that brings up the study that was just completed, because I went to the luncheon, of course, where the outcome of that study was, where I found it fascinating, the number of technical schools across the border.
Right.
You know, like Mexicali has, you know, they're turning out engineers.
28,000 high-skilled engineers, technicians enrolled in schools over there.
That's amazing to me. I hadn't even considered that.
It's insane.
Okay, well, apparently with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Our southern border's under siege. Drugs and gangs flowing into Arizona. Our safety and security demands an attorney general with experience. But Abe Hamaday's just an amateur. Hamaday's fresh out of law school. A lawyer for just 2 years. That's right, just 2 years. Attorney general's a serious job. And Arizona can't afford someone who needs on-the-job training. Before becoming a lawyer, Hamaday was swimming in the swamp as a political insider, working as a lobbyist for a group that wanted to expand Obamacare in Arizona. Even worse, Hamaday's group opposed President Trump's immigration plan and supported amnesty for illegal immigrants. It's no wonder Hamaday and his group have given money to liberal Democrats and rhino politicians. He's just like them. No experience, political insider, rhino politicians. Phony Abe Hamaday, just plain wrong for Arizona. Paid for by Arizona Values, not authorized by any candidate or committee, with 0% derived from out-of-state contributors. No PACs contributed to this advertising.
Rising gas prices, record inflation, Joe Biden's policies are hurting America. To save America, we must fight. And career politician Paul Gosar is making it worse. We have a choice. Dr. Sandra Dowling for Congress. Dr. Sandra Dowling is a two-time cancer survivor, U.S. Marine Corps veteran, successful small business owner, mother of four children, and grandmother to nine. She served five terms as the Maricopa County School Superintendent, where she was nationally recognized for helping develop Arizona's alternative education and school choice programs. Dr. Sandra Dowling is committed to putting people over politics. Dr. Sandra Dowling will fight to secure our border, stop runaway inflation, protect our military bases, and help our veterans, expand Arizona's water rights, support our police, improve education freedom, defend the Second Amendment, protect Social Security, and support Ukraine. Dr. Sandra Dowling for Congress. Leadership we can trust.
I'm Sandra Dowling, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dowling for Congress.
Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running again. It's all in his new bestseller, The Return. Find out Trump's long-expected plan for 2024 and his coming big surprise. The Return says Trump might face three big threats, including Hillary Clinton. Still, Dick Morris says Trump can win. Newsmax says The Return is the book of the year. An Amazon number one bestseller. Get Dick Morris's The Return or see the free offer and save $28. Go to thereturn911.com. That's thereturn911.com.
There's a young lady who works at a medical clinic who is currently on Plan Z, the diet by Zola. Hi, I'm Zola. The interesting thing is the clinic she works at offers weight loss solutions of varying types. She tried all that, and she worked out a lot, too, but she could never get the weight off. She heard about Plan Z and decided to give it a whirl. She only needed to lose maybe 30 pounds max. Well, she emailed me at day 39. She's lost 20 pounds already, and she's thrilled. She's down to the lowest weight she's been at since hitting adulthood. This young lady is studying to be a doctor. She says she has learned more from my diet about nutrition than she has in her medical study. She plans to carry what she has learned with her throughout her career. You might be like this young woman. Maybe you only have 20 to 30 pounds to lose to look fabulous in that swimsuit this summer. Maybe you work out and try to lose weight only to fail. This time, get it off by getting on PlanZDiet.com. PlanZDiet.com, because you deserve a better diet, and I've designed one that works. PlanZDiet.com.
You're who you always were.
She was screaming and crying. I've never seen her like that in my life.
You're who you've always been.
So we ended up calling the doctor, and he said, this isn't just an ear infection.
You always had it in you.
This is our daughter, and we didn't know how to help her.
To fight monsters.
Every day, thousands of kids like Gwen enter a Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
and for many of them, they're fighting for their lives. Children's hospitals are underfunded, which is why these hospitals rely on community support. 100% of contributions made at helpkidstoday.org go to your local member children's hospital so they can spend it on their most urgent needs.
It's life-changing for a kid like Gwen.
We can't change their diagnosis, but together, we're changing their future. For ways to help, visit us at helpkidstoday.org. Helpkidstoday.org.
Hi, this is Tony Guingier, excited to be on 560 KVLU for San Diego Padres baseball. Get the games here and get the complete game schedule at KVLUAM.com.
Padres baseball on KVLU is brought to you in part by Paradise Casino Sportsbook. There's nowhere better to place your bets than Paradise Casino Sportsbook. So much, so close.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, at the bottom of the hour, I do want to do some announcements. First of all, the big push that we're doing right now is the Chamber Mega Mixer and Expo. It is going to be October 28th and 29th. Because it's right before Halloween, we are planning a lot of fun stuff. I know that the hospital is planning on doing a big, giant display out in the kind of an interactive walkthrough display for families out in the lobby, and then we are going to have trick-or-treating for all of the kids. We're asking all of the booths to bring candy so that kids can come. We're going to have a costume contest. It's just going to be a really fun time for families, and so it's also a great opportunity, of course, for businesses to promote what they do. If you want to promote your business, it's going to be an excellent opportunity. Booth spaces start at $199 for an inline booth space with no electricity for profits, and nonprofits get a $50 discount, so their booths are $149 if they want to come promote what they do and try to pick up some more support for their nonprofits. So you can find all the information about our expo on our website, yumachamber.org. And then, of course, as always, we have our Good Morning Yumas. They're very popular. They are the second Thursday of every month at 6:30 in the morning, so the next ones coming up are August 11th. September 8th and October 13th, and then our member mixers are the fourth Wednesday of every month at 5:30, so those coming up are August 24th, September 28th, and then in October, we're moving it just a little bit because we have the mega mixer on October 28th, so First Bank Yuma is going to be hosting theirs on October 19th, so Wednesday early, just so that it's not so close to the mega mixer. But I hope you'll join us for those. One thing I do want to announce again is that pre-registration is encouraged but no longer required. It is less expensive. You'll get a discount if you pre-register the Friday before the event by noon. So Good Morning Yuma is $25 the Friday before noon and $35 after that. And the mixers are $5 the Friday before at noon and then $10 after that. But if you suddenly decide last minute, oh, man, I didn't register for the mixer and I still want to go, please come. We'd love to see you. Come have fun with us. Come learn about everything that's going on in the community. We'd love to have you join us. It's okay if you haven't pre-registered. And with that, let's get back to the show. Of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
And then we have Greg Levan from the Greater Yuma Economic Development Corp. GYDC.
Right.
It's so long, much faster.
It's so tedious. I know, it is. You know, my Halloween baby, so can I come to that event?
Of course.
<All right>. Maybe a little weird, you know. A 40-year-old man shows up in a karate suit.
Yeah, but it's an adult event, too, because it's a typical expo.
Okay.
And so we'll have all the businesses that have booths there. Uh-huh. And so
I'm going to have one.
Russ said he's going to have one.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, here you go. And Greg, I can tell you that every year, First Bank Yuma sets up their booth and they have different denominations of bills on their floor. So like it's $5, $10, whatever.
Uh-huh.
They hand you a putter and a golf ball. I knew this would be up your alley. And if you put the ball onto whatever bill it lands on, you get to keep it.
I would go broke. There's no way. I'm not making that happen.
No, it's free.
Oh, it's free.
No, okay. First Bank Yuma provides money.
Oh, they provide the money. Okay.
Yeah. You don't have to pay it. Oh, no. In fact, that's the cool thing about the expo. Everything's free.
Okay. Very good.
We don't charge. Unless a business like Peanut Patch quite often comes and they sell, you know, fudge or some of their, you know, yummy, you know, food that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they charge for those. But admission to the expo is free. you know, if they have kids and they want to participate in the costume contest and get candy that free, we charge for the booth, but we don't charge people to attend. And nobody charges for, I mean, I've never seen anybody charge for the contest. So I know that last year, Steve had this fun contest, where I don't even remember what they did with it, but they had two big, giant inflatable dice. And after everybody left the night before, the staff and I, we just sat and threw the dice for no reason. It just was because it was just fun to throw these big,
that
giant dice.
That is a beautiful theory of humor, though. That, I mean, the folks will rally behind each other for almost anything. And it's always so uplifting and just so invigorating to see that. I mean, we'll bring in companies, you know, multi-million-dollar, multi-billion-dollar companies. And our other companies will say, you know what, we'll meet with them. We'll tell them all the good stuff that's happening. They don't see us competition, you know, it may well be. Because they just want to see Yuma grow, right? And so
exactly.
The people who stay here are folks who genuinely just want the best for the community, you know? Because all of us could go somewhere else if we wanted to, you know? And get paid more money.
You know what? And I would say that it's hard to convey that sense of community, except for the fact that when I came for my interview for the chamber, I went home and my husband asked me, he's like, so how was it? And I was telling him about my interview, and he's like, so how was Yuma? And I said, I don't know how to explain this to you, but Yuma felt like home. And he's like, okay, you know, you were there one day. Well, I mean, the night before and one day. And I said, I can't explain this to you, but Yuma felt like home. And so when he came the first time, too, he's like, I get it.
Yeah. You know, and we hear that from companies from around the country, around the world, when they come here and they meet with folks and they see the passion and they see the spirit and they say, I didn't know this stuff still existed. Where communities of a decent size actually love where they're from and want to best their
community. We're unique. And it is a military community embraces. And I'm an Air Force vet, so I've lived all over. And I live in a lot of places where the military was not liked. But out here, man, they stand over at the fairgrounds and cheer the planes down.
Oh, yeah.
And that's our biggest selling field, though, is our industrial spirit, right? You know, which is disciplined and is self-motivating, and our military background as well. Those are our educated individuals that we're selling. They're coming off the base. You don't have to worry about showing up at 8 a.m. They're going to be there at 7:50, you know, or earlier, right? And our Latino community, which we should not shy away from, is hardworking and like I said, industrious. And companies have experienced that in other parts of the country, and that's why I love our community, too, knowing that, you know. And obviously, they're not parking in California.
There's an acceptance here at a time when the country is divided. I think there's still an acceptance here. I mean, we're still feeling some of that. But, by and large, you come here to get something done, you're going to get support.
Yep. Community. Yeah, that's what I love. That's why I stay supportive.
But how do you portray that in just one? I mean, you know, a lot of times these businesses are pretty quick.
Like a 30-second elevator pitch.
Exactly.
Yeah, close to California, 30% lower cost of doing business in Phoenix, 50% lower cost of doing business in California, available labor, low turnover rate.
That's probably been longer than 30 seconds.
You don't get all of them, and you don't get the ones you, I mean, everything you want, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you keep track of the rationale behind.
We do.
Here's why I didn't go to Yuma.
Right.
And it's not that we can fulfill everything. We're not going to have rail spurs, maybe.
Right.
We're not going to have an airport that has 50 landings a day.
Right.
You know, those kind of things. Mm-hmm.
That's what
we're limited.
Like, we know who we are.
Yeah.
We're not trying to attract the Intels or the Microsoft here, right? We know who we are, and we embrace that. And as long as they're good paying jobs, that's what we're focused on. So, you know, base industry, right? Companies that make stuff, sell it out of state, and the money comes back to Yuma. That's what we're focusing on. And we do that, I think we do that very well. You know, probably the biggest impediment we have right now, we don't have buildings, which sounds like such a simple thing, but when you need somebody to put up a $40 million building, and that company doesn't want to carry that debt, well, that's a hard sell. First, if you go to Phoenix, even if you don't want to be there, there's millions of square feet of space open, available. You know, so that's our biggest challenge, honestly, is the infrastructure part on the building side. But everything else, we can only sell
what we have.
That's right.
Right.
That's it.
That's right. Yeah, and we know who we are, and we embrace that. We know, and a lot of communities don't. You know, but fun fact. What people don't realize is the fact that Yuma is not rural, and I am going to be a champion to the day I get rolled out of town and let people know that, you know?
I'm going to run you out of town.
I'm
definitely not by
not
our population.
Not by population, not by actual economic productivity.
I feel rural. Well, I think it's an advantage.
That sounds like community. Yeah, it's, but the connotation that goes with rural a lot of times means for folks, lack of innovation, lack of infrastructure. mm-hmm. and brick.
Okay. Greg learned what that means.
I'm
going to
cut him off where he gets a lack of intelligence or something.
Yeah. And you're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros have been serving Arizona for over 20 years. Tune season is here, so ask about specialty tires for your toys. We also do alignments, brakes, oil changes, AC work, inspections, preventive maintenance, and more. Get your tires at any of our four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com. Choose the perfect tire and make your appointment today. We also have free pickup and drop-off for your hassle-free experience guaranteed. Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros. Yeah, we got tires for that.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You use the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instinct. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
What's the best audio service you never have to pay for? Local Arizona Radio. No subscription. No user passwords. No internet required. Just hours of great music. Local Arizona news, sports, and more. Up and down your AM/FM dial. Listen in your car, on your smartphone, or your smart speaker. When you plug in the local radio, you get great free programming, and you support your community. Find your favorite Arizona stations today at plugintoaz.com.
So how am I supposed to know who to vote for Secretary of State?
Just ask.
Okay, which Republican is best for Secretary of State?
Michelle Ugenti Rita.
Michelle Ugenti Rita. Wait, I remember now. Bob at work said Ugenti Rita wrote the law banning ballot harvesting and the one to clean up our vote-by-mail rolls.
Yep, that's Michelle Ugenti Rita. And she wrote the voter ID law to ensure only legal voters can cast a ballot.
Did you know Democrats have spent millions trying to repeal her election reforms?
And she stops them every time. Ugenti Rita knows what she's doing.
Michelle Ugenti Rita for Secretary of State. You're right, she's the clear choice, with the backbone to stand up to the Democrats.
I'm Michelle Ugenti Rita. If strengthening the integrity of Arizona's elections is important to you, then I need your vote August 2nd. I won't let you down.
Michelle Ugenti Rita, conservative Republican for Secretary of State. Paid for by Michelle for Secretary of State. Authorized by Michelle Ugenti Rita.
The economy is heading for a total disaster. The Fed must choose between a stock market and housing market crash or hyperinflation. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bannon. I urge you to diversify your retirement savings into physical gold today. To help you get started, my friends at Birch Gold have created a free information kit on gold IRAs. To get your free copy, just text SHELTER to 989898. There's no obligation or purchase required. Again, that's SHELTER to 989898.
As a West Point graduate and former Army Ranger, I learned values that are missing in Washington these days. Values like honor, duty, and hard work. Arizona is facing critical water shortages, a border emergency, and record inflation. It's about time we had a U.S. House representative that cares more about fixing problems than tweeting and getting kicked off his committee. It's time for something better. It's time for Adam Morgan. Paid for by Morgan for AC.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark in the studio with us.
Of course.
And we have Greg Levan from GYEDC. I shortened it for the last segment. Hopefully everybody's been listening long enough. They know what that stands for.
Right.
And so we kind of hit a lot of topics over the last, you know, three segments. What do you feel like the community should know about GYEDC?
About GYEDC. So we are working on behalf of everyone. You know, we don't play favorites. We don't care where projects go. We don't care where the wealth goes. We just want to see, you know, the whole world. In the past year, we worked with our partners because nothing we do is on our own. Everything has to collaborate, whether it be to our cities or private investors. Yeah, we helped create 540 new jobs just for our efforts. That's not for all of them, but you know, within that, that's $18 million in new payroll into our community. That's $12 million in capital investment, which obviously turns into property taxes. And actually, our year going ahead, we're already projecting about 1,200 new jobs that we're going to be working with to bring here through clean technology manufacturers,
through food processing and through overall manufacturing, over $740 million in capital investment. That's where some of the money is coming from, Russ.
Is that where it's coming from?
Yeah, yeah.
And so what kind of jobs are these bringing?
These are going to be technician, engineering jobs. These are some of the more high-tech jobs that in the past we have not been able to attract, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as AWC does their phenomenal work, and, and our high school is doing great work, and we've been very flexible, that's how we're able to bring these companies now. And we have to still get better, you know, because ultimately these companies are bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars of capital investment. And with that, they need a solid workforce that can take care of business, that can manufacture hydrogen, that can manufacture, you know, green technologies, that can manufacture food. I mean, even food processing, people don't realize how automated
that is. We have engineers here. I mean, Track Microwave does a great job of getting people in. And I don't know if we realize how many highly skilled technicians that work at YPG that do come into our community. And... And we don't consider ourselves MIT or anything.
No,
but we have a lot.
We do. Yeah. We ultimately at one point we would say that we had 1,200 engineers technicians working at YPG. I mean that'd be the equivalent of a major high end company coming into the community, right? And actually YPG, hopefully we're working with them on some major expansions as well. So, yeah, this year was one of our best years, and next year we're projecting to double that. You know, and those jobs are going to be paying 85% more than the county median wage. So once again, more money to spend in the community on all the frivolous stuff, and everybody benefits. So that's why folks invest in our organization. You know?
Right.
We kind of are the capacity builders. You know, we work with our different entities to build education capacity, build infrastructure capacity, build the advocacy capacity at the state level, make them aware of the fact we're not rural. We are metropolitan. We are, you know, 250,000 people, you know, year-round, and we're 500,000 people within 60 minutes, you know, and if you count Mexico, we're 1.8 million people. So now we're officially a big...
That's too many. I'm moving.
Yeah. But we still have all the small towns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
For right now, you know? And if I do my job too well, then, yeah, you probably will want to move. Right.
So, you know, one of the things that came across my desk recently was the latest cost of living indices for Yuma and Phoenix, and... I'm sure they come across your desk on a regular basis, too. What kind of impact do you think it's going to have on us that our cost of living is... I mean, I actually saw one that put us within 3% of Phoenix at this point. And that is a little bit scary for me, just because as I see Yuma, what kind of impact is that having on you as far as attracting new businesses?
Having an impact on our current employers, you know, and their ability to attract, right?
I'm very aware of that.
A hospital or tracks or bigger, I'm sure even small companies, right?
Right.
And it just depends on the source, because there are other sources that show us 20%
more. I saw anywhere from, I looked at three yesterday in preparation, you know, I was like, and I thought one was 20%, one was 6%, one was 3%.
Well, and going back to that, right, so I think the number that really skews everything is healthcare.
It is crazy skewing everything.
So when we talk about not wanting higher education, well, then how can we expand our healthcare opportunities if we don't create the RNs and the doctors and the CPNs and the LPNs,
exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, so that area really does make it tougher. You know, and that's why we're working actively with our existing healthcare providers, not just RMC, but Regional Center of Board of Health and the private hospital that's going on at Araby. And we encourage all competition because ultimately that's going to bring costs down. You know?
Right.
And then that's for everything, right? Competition is good. You know? And so that is part of our whole pitch.
I don't want competition for me.
And I'm sure they don't want it either, but you know, that's
right,
one of the
exactly.
I want a monopoly.
You want a monopoly, great.
That way I can open up at 10, close at 2. And
if
you want to come get it.
but you're right. That is always the biggest number is healthcare. It skews everything.
And we just have to look at ourselves differently going forward as a community. Like, we're not trying to be Phoenix. We know who we are. But ultimately, if you're not growing, you're dying. And so you got to keep growing responsibly and with the right elements that fit your community. And folks here should embrace that and not be scared of it. But that's always hard, right, when you move from a rural community into a metropolitan center.
Right. Do you get the same questions I do, like, when is Trader Joe's coming? When is...
I was like, we don't even do retail, but I get that all the time.
It's funny to me because we do, and that's like the question I always get from people is, Trader Joe's is probably the number one question I get.
We're not big enough for them.
No.
You know what? Size is going to be education. Yeah.
And income level. Which, again, that's why you bring in the companies that can pay $85,000 a year.
Right.
Prairie Joe starts looking a little bit harder. We're bigger than Flagstaff, folks. Like, that people don't realize that. We're 30% larger than Flagstaff.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bigger economy than Flagstaff, by like $2 billion a year.
Yeah.
Yet no one even associates Yuma with anything close to a Flagstaff in regards to dynamicism or, you know,
good point.
Education. Yeah. Yeah.
And like I said earlier, I think it's the university that does it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and just thinking about that, I'm thinking even like Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember what you moving to Yuma. People were like, so where are you moving to? And we, of course, got Tucson, then Flagstaff, then Prescott. But then got like Solo, Kingman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nobody. We had one person say Yuma. One.
Kingman, wow.
Kingman. It's all those people that drive back and forth to Las Vegas.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, they're aware of that.
So I just kind of, yeah, but I think that's one of the things that people don't realize, that the importance of the work that GYDC does is because those people that are asking me, when are we getting a Trader Joe's, or something along those lines, or when are we getting this business or that business? And the difference is, one of the things that when I'm talking with them and they're asking me, they're like, well, what percentage of your population has a bachelor's degree?
Right. That's the first question.
It is the first question.
Yeah, that's directly correlated to
what is it?
About 12% right now. National average is 24%.
It is.
Phoenix is around 30%.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, generalize, that's our biggest competition. So that's why we go back to Phoenix when I'm talking
about
Phoenix,
stuff, mm-hmm.
right? Because they're looking at their numbers, and they're looking at our numbers, you know? And that does make a big difference, you know? Because retail follows rooftop, right?
Yep.
And rooftop follows jobs.
Yeah.
Jobs follow communities that they want to be in. And so we got to be a community that people want to be in.
And I know that Julie, at least, has been very heavily involved in getting more rooftops. I usually see her name and stuff because I've been doing the same thing, and I know that I got the study from Amber from GYDC about trying to get more affordable housing in Yuma because that's...
Well, we're calling it attainable housing, right?
Okay, attainable housing.
And I know it's all semantics, but more so, again, we're going back to our major employers here, right? The ag scientists, the healthcare professionals, the tracks employees, aerospace folks, you know, they need somewhere to live too, right? And they may not be committed to wanting to buy a house in Yuma when they first move here.
Right.
But then they're forced to either live out in the middle of nowhere to find a place, or they're forced to live in some very low-end apartment complexes, and that's not a great first introduction to Yuma, right?
Yep.
So trying to find some Class A space and working with developers on that part, it's all economic development, right? Chamber work, economic development work, it's all the same, really. You know, it's just kind of different silos.
And with that, we have to go. Any last minute... Anything?
I think we covered it all, most of it. Yeah, it was pretty good. That was fun.
He talks like he's from the East Coast.
I know.
He's got a lot of words in there.
Okay, well,
jump it in.
You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Never miss a minute of your favorite shows on KBLU with the new KBLU mobile app. Go to KBLUAM.com and click on the link to download the app and then take us with you wherever you go. You can always hear KBLU on the go, and the app is perfect as you drive. It interfaces with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the KBLU app now at KBLUAM.com.
It might be hard to imagine, but there's a place where you can find a restaurant on every corner. A place where you can eat like a king for as little as a dollar. It might be hard to imagine, but this is the same place where the school lunches aren't just delicious, they're themed. With palate pleasers like Mozzarella Stick Mondays, Taco Tuesdays, and French Fridays. Heck, even pizza counts as a vegetable here. This is a place where the fast food just keeps getting faster. You can even order delivery right from your video game console. And how's the food, you ask? Well, it is to die for. Don't believe us? Just ask the friends and family of the 300,000 who did last year. Welcome to the state of America. Welcome to Obesity USA. Population 115 million and getting bigger by the day. To learn more, go to visitobesity.org. That's visitobecity.org. Brought to you by the Pennington Biomedical Research Foundation.
The preceding show on 560 KVLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KVLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KVLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the one-hour air conditioning and heating studio, this is News Talk 560 KVLU.